With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Parliament's second sitting included questions about government construction on weekends in residential neighborhoods. Deputy Leader of the Opposition and member for Georgetown Central, Mr. Kenneth Bryan, asked Acting Deputy Governor Ms. Gloria McField Nixon about civil service policy governing construction work on weekends in housing areas. The Acting Deputy Governor pointed to permitting rules and noise nuisance laws as the main tools available when complaints arise.
There is no civil service-wide policy that specifically authorizes or prohibits construction activities on weekends by government ministries, portfolios, offices, statutory authorities, government companies, or other government-sponsored entities. Construction activities undertaken by government entities are generally governed by the applicable terms of the construction contract, planning and development approvals, environmental and public health requirements, occupational health and safety obligations, and any conditions imposed by the relevant regulatory authorities.
The sitting continued with further questions to ministers on other community issues, as well as debate and private members' motions. We'll have more for you on this evening's news broadcast. In other news,
I would like to just say to the family of Ms. Wattler, we are so sorry for your tremendous loss, and we are all holding you up in our prayers.
Cayman mourns the passing of trailblazer and activist Laurel Wattler, one of the four pioneering women to earn the right to vote and stand for public office. Acting Deputy Governor, the Honorable Gloria McField Nixon.
She really shared about all of the wonderful memories she had of days past, and she encouraged current generations of civil servants to keep working hard, and that she had us in her prayers.
Ms. Wattler passed away on Friday and was among the group known as the Phenomenal Four, who ran as candidates in the 1959 general election, quote, changing the political and cultural landscape of the Cayman Islands. Government says their advocacy helped secure equal rights for women in public life. Her funeral service is today at 3:30 p.m. at the Webster Memorial United Church in Bodentown. Finally, several large developments are heading to the Central Planning Authority today for consideration. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
A major project on the agenda is an application for 157 apartments on Boilers Road in Georgetown. Legoland Real Estate's pitch was previously refused planning permission back in 2024. With the CPA determining the subject site was, quote, not a suitable location for the proposed apartments. In September last year, the CPA adjourned a resubmitted application, waiting for a, quote, legal opinion from the Attorney General's chambers regarding the applicant's attorney-at-law's position related to the density in a commercial zone. The subsequent Attorney General's opinion was submitted in May. The proposal is for 157 apartment units with 193 bedrooms and a 10-story building. The building includes a pool and gym on the rooftop and 2,100 square feet of commercial space on the ground floor. The Inoki residences are also hoping for a green light for their proposed 33-unit, four-story apartment building on Conk Point in West Bay. The property is owned Beach Resort Residential. There's also an application for a dock at the Auburn Bay subdivision in Georgetown. I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full agenda online at planning.ky. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with David Harper. Much of Western Europe is grappling with an unprecedented heat wave, with over 90 million people facing temperatures exceeding 35 degrees Celsius. Most are in France and mainland Spain, where June temperatures have reached their highest daily average since at least 1950. The World Health Organization says trials are due to begin next week of two Ebola medications that could help the fight the outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Researchers will assess whether two antivirals can help reduce death rates. A new report by Human Rights Watch says Cameroon risks missing its decade-old commitment to reduce gender-based violence by half by 2026. The group says urgent action is needed. A Moscow court has jailed the deputy leader of Russia's liberal Yabloko party, Maxim Kruglov, for 7 years after convicting him of spreading lies about the Russian army. He was arrested last year over two social media posts from 2022, the year the Kremlin began its large-scale invasion of Ukraine. In southern Lebanon, an Israeli drone strike on a car has killed two people. Lebanese state media said the vehicle was targeted near the town of Kfar Ruman. The anti-corruption watchdog in China says it's investigating a senior defence industry official for alleged corruption. Bian Zhigang is the latest official in the defence and space sector to come under investigation for corruption. Astronomers have taken the most detailed image yet of the centre of the Milky Way, revealing more than 60 million stars in a single picture. The European Space Agency says the extraordinary level of detail could open a new chapter in the search for planets beyond our solar system. The shot was captured by the Euclid telescope. Malaysia is in the midst of what's been dubbed a durian tsunami, as bumper harvests of the pungent fruit have led to a huge oversupply. Prices have tumbled dramatically, with some premium varieties falling from around $22 a kilo to just $2. Global demand for the fruit has skyrocketed in recent years. BBC News.